We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Netilas Yodayim Shachris, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Ches. We said that this halacha is based on chapter 250 in Likutei Moran, and we've been speaking a lot about the difference between the faith in the Hashgacha Proti of Hashem, a person realizing the existence of Hashem and the presence of Hashem all the time, and that nothing happens without Hashem's direct supervision. That's on one side. And on the other side, we said we have the Chachmei HaTeva, those that don't believe in Hashem, they deny Hashem, and they replace Hashem with different words, nature, technology, all kinds of different terms that they use as substitutes for Hashem. And we spoke quite a bit about it. Yesterday we spoke about Pesach. We went into the holiday of Pesach. We started speaking about Chametz and Matzah and how they represent these two, how Matzah represents Hashgacha, the high-level Das of Hashgacha, whereas Chametz represents the Chachmei HaTeva. And now Rav Nosson Zal is continuing on that track. Paragraph Ches, V'zeh Bechinas, based on what we've been learning till now, we can understand the first Mishnah in Masechta Pesachim, where the Mishnah says, Oyer la'arbosar, on the night of the 14th of Nisan, boitkin es ha-chametz la'oyer haner. We search for chametz using candlelight. And the Gemara comments that the word oyer la'arbosar, the night, is referred to as light. The kori hatana lu'urta oyer, the Tana of the Mishnah, refers to nighttime urta as oyer, light, lishnamalya. He's using a nice word. You know, instead of saying darkness or night, he used the word oyer, but he really meant nighttime. Rav Nosson Zal says, let me tell you now why. One of the reasons why he did this. Ki ikar bedikas hachometz ubiuroi hu bechinas biur bechinas hateva mehoilam. Because the main concept of searching for and destroying chametz is to try to destroy the teva, the belief in nature. Shehu b'chinas chametz kanal, which we said in the previous year, is tied into chametz. Ukeshenizbatel hateva venizgala hahashgocha, and when we eliminate teva, when we eliminate the belief in nature and things like that, and people start believing in Hashem and realizing that Hashem is doing everything, then we've eliminated the darkness. We've eliminated the night. Which is similar to the concept of exile, the exile that we're in, which we learned earlier, the exile, the suffering that we're going through in exile is related to this Chachmei HaTeva, to the fact that people don't realize that everything is Hashem. Because when the direct supervision of Hashem is revealed in the world, azai ein shum choshech klal, then there is no darkness whatsoever. Because the main light is Hashem. So the more we bring Hashem to the forefront, we're bringing light to the forefront. The azai lailo kayoim yoyer, and then, like the pasuk says, the night will shine like day. Kamashikosav, and as it says in Tehillim chapter 139, gam choishech lo yachshich mimcho, the lailo kayoim yoyer, the darkness will not play any role in your presence, Hashem. The night will shine like day. Kachashecho koira. As will be in the future when Mashiach comes. As the pasuk says in Zechariah chapter 14, at the time that's normally associated with darkness, with night, it'll be light. We ask Hashem in the Haggadah on Pesach, Toir ke'or yoim cheshkas laila. Hashem, let the darkness of night be lit up like the day, like the light of day. Ki ikar ha-choshech shelaylo hu mebchinas chochmas ha-teva. Sheheim ikar ha-choshech. because the main darkness of nighttime is coming from those scientists, those people who believe in nature and do not believe in Hashem. Ve'emunas ha-hashgocha ze ikur ha'or. Whereas faith in hashgocha proti, that's the real light, that's the real spiritual light. Ve'alkein, and therefore, halaylo shel bedikas ha-chometz, the night that's designated for searching for and eliminating the chometz, which is bitul ha-teva, which is eliminating this teva, kora ha-tana oyer. The Tana of the Mishnah refers to it as light. Lishna Ma'alya, using a good word, al shem bitul ha-teva, reminding us that this is the night that's designated for eliminating teva. Shehu b'chinas ha-chometz sheboy kemoyz ha-layla, which is the chometz that we're searching for on that night. And when we search for and eliminate the chometz, then the night becomes light. Then the darkness gets turned into light. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim there, Laila kayoim yoyer. The night will shine like the day. V'alkein kora hatana oisei alayla oyer. That's why the Tana refers specifically to the night of Bedikas Chometz as Oyer la'arbosar. Because this is a night, this is a time that's usually designated for darkness. But by us getting rid of the chametz, getting rid of the teva, and replacing it with emunah and hashgacha proti, we are lighting up the night. We're changing darkness into light. Paragraph tes, v'ze b'chinas leil shimurim, and this is also why that night, why the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the following night, is referred to as a night that's guarded, we're protected. It isn't like the typical standard nights when the forces of Tuma, the Sitrachra, the Mazikin are prevalent and they have power. But this night is called a Leil Shimurim. The Jews, the world has a special protection on that night. Shemeshumur min hamazikim. We are protected from all harmful forces. Ki ikar hamazikim hei mebechinas chochmas hateva, shubechinas dinim, shubechinas ho'akum, aziki alma. Because again, the whole concept of these harmful forces, mazikin, they are all associated with teva, with nature, with lack of recognition of Hashem, lack of recognition of the Hashgach of Hashem. Ve'oz b'leil yitzias Mitzrayim. Whereas then, during the night when the Jews left Egypt, Shehoya bitul hateva balaylo daika, whereby the teva was eliminated that night totally, kidei l'shaber ulevatel b'chinas laila, in order to break and eliminate the darkness, the night, shu b'chinas chochmas hateva, al kein oisoi halaylo hu meshumer mikol hamazikin mikol adinim. That's why the Torah teaches us that that night there's a special protection from all harmful forces, the mazikin and everything. Ki oz nizgala hashgocha, because on that night was revealed the hashgocha of Hashem through all the great miracles that took place on that night. Shaydezeh nizbatlin kol hahezekes v'chol adimanal. And the more we reveal the hashgocha, the more we eliminate the chachmei hateva, the chochmas hateva, which is the source of all damages and harm and mazikin. They're all coming from the same place, that left side. Paragraph Yud, v'ze b'chinas milui halavona. And with this, we'll also understand a term that's used throughout the Torah, the filling in of the moon, the correction, the fixing, the repair of the moon. B'chinas, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, chapter 30, v'hoyo oyer halavona koyer hachama, that there's going to come a time in the future when Hashem is going to repair the moon. He's going to restore it to its original light. And then the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. Like the light that Hashem first revealed, introduced into the world in the beginning, which is designated for Losed Lovoy, the future. When? When the Hashgach of Hashem will be revealed to the world. Ki oz yizbatel cheshkas laila, because then the darkness of night will be eliminated. Vooz tismale halavona mipigimosa, and then the moon will be filled in from its deficiency, from its defectiveness. Ki pegam umiyat halavona Because the defectiveness and deficiency of the moon is tied into the darkness of night, which is this Chochmas HaTeva, Shezeh Ikarach Yizosam, because that's where these forces of Tumah latch onto. That's where they draw their energy from. Kikol Achizosom Hu Mebechinas Pegam Halavono Kiyadua, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the place from which all the forces of Tumah draw their energy from is the defectiveness of the moon. The fact that the moon is incomplete, when something is complete, it's whole, the klipos cannot draw from it. When something is defective, then the tumor can attach itself to it. Just like, for example, meat spoiling. When meat is fresh generally, let's say, for example, all the rodents and all of that don't attack it, don't attach themselves to it. But the moment meat starts spoiling, the flies and the bugs and all the different things associate with it. Ulaosit, whereas in the future, tismale halavona, the moon is going to be filled up, back to its, restored to its original light. V'yizbatel hachoshech, and the darkness will be eliminated. Ki yizbatel hateva v'tizgala hashgocha. All the laws of nature will be eliminated at that time. And Hashem is going to replace it with direct supervision. We use the term autopilot versus hands-on kaviyochel. Now, sometimes it looks to us as if Hashem put the world on autopilot. Everything seems to be going by itself. You don't see Hashem really take, it seems as if Hashem is not taking any active role in watching what's going on in this nut house, in this insane asylum, you know, this world that we're in. But in the future, it's going to be perfectly clear to everybody. Hashem's going to toss the autopilot out the window, and it's going to be only hands-on. It's going to be obvious to everybody that Hashem's hashgacha is what's controlling everything. V'azai laylo kayoim yoyer, and then the night will shine like day. V'zeh b'chinas v'hoyo or halavona korachama. That's what it means when it says that the light of the moon will become like the light of the sun. The Alkain, and it's for this reason that Parshas Kiddush HaChodesh hu mitzvah rishayna shenitztavu Yisrael b'mitzrayim b'shas hagula. That the first mitzvah that Hashem gave to the Jewish people upon leaving Egypt was the mitzvah of declaring the new moon, reciting the special Kiddush HaChodesh. Ki ikra hagula shehu bitul hateva ze bechinas milui halavona shezeu bechinas kiddush hachodesh. Because the whole concept of the Jews going out of Egypt, the Egyptians believed in nature. Their G-O-D was the sheep, remember? Which is the first one of the mazolos, the mazol, the sign of the zodiac of Nisan. That's what the Egyptians worship. That's what they believed in. They believed everything was in the stars. Remember when Paro said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't think you guys should leave now. We see in the stars, Re'u ki ro'a neged paneichem, and all the different things. His magicians, the magicians of Paro, were all people who worked with Teva, with the laws of Teva and the Maruches HaShomayim. Whereas when the Jews were taken out of Egypt, the Geula is the dismantling of Teva. It's taking Teva apart, and Hashem taking that super hands-on role to perform all the 10 plagues and all the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why the first mitzvah that Hashem gave us after that is Kiddush HaChodesh, the special blessing, the declaration of the new moon. Because that's part of the tikkun of the Pegam HaLevona, which is all about eliminating the Chochmas HaTeva and replacing it with the Hashgacha, the Emunah and Hashgacha. Paragraph Yud Aleph, v'zeh b'chinas, and this is tied into what the Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Hei, ein biur chometz el esreifa, that the only real proper way to eliminate chometz is with fire, to burn it. Ki, as the Pesach says in Yecheskel, chapter 15, meho eish yotzu v'ho eish toichlein, that the forces of Tumah, the forces of the Sitrachra, the left side, comes from fire, and is destroyed by fire. Their origin is fire, and their elimination is through fire. We know that fire represents din, judgment, harshness, the left side. It's brought that Hashem's name Elokim which represents judgment, harshness, the left side, when it's written b'milui, when you write each letter as a word, aleph, spelled aleph lamed pei, so that it's 111, lamed, lamed mem dalet, so that it's 74, that's 185, and if you continue, the gematria is eish, fire, because eish is associated with Elokim, the name of Hashem that refers to judgment, din. Because as we learned earlier, the concept of hashgacha versus teva is the concept of day versus night. And this is all also tied into the sources of light versus the sources of fire. Because the fire takes over when the light leaves. When at night, when there's no natural light, when we don't light a sun, that's when they light fires. They put on other sources of light. As Rabbein Azal elaborates on this in chapter 67, in the second half of Likut Imran. There he speaks about these two as being on opposite ends of the spectrum. Light versus fire. We know, for example, Shabbos is light. We bring the Shabbos into our home by the woman lighting candles. Lahatlik ner shel Shabbos. We bring the 6 days of the week in the house by fire. We make the bracha boirei moirei ho'esh. Fire represents Simeachol. Light is Shabbos, holiness. Fire is the opposite of it. The Gemara says, why do we say Bar Amoresh on Saturday night? Because that's when Adam HaRishon discovered fire. By rubbing two stones together, that's how fire was generated. Ki ho'esh ze b'chinas toikev hadin shenimshach me'b'chinas hateva kanal. Because fire represents severe judgment and harshness that comes from teva. Remember we said hateva is bigematria Elokim, which is Eish, which is fire. V'alkein bor Hashem yisborach eso Eish b'moitzoi Shabbos ayde Adam HaRishon. And this is why Hashem introduced fire into the world on Saturday night, on Moitzoi Shabbos, through Adam HaRishon. K'may Shom Razal, as the Gemara discusses this in Psochim, page 54. Ze remez al b'chinas hateva shenis aleim ha'ashkocha. This refers to, this takes us to the place of teva, which tries to cover up hashgacha. Why? Ki hateva zebchinas koichi vo'itzem yodi osoli achel azeh. Because nature is associated with man-made. When human beings say, I built this, I made it. Again, the person taking the credit for themselves versus giving the credit to Hashem, to the master. So that hateva is associated with koichi voitzem yodi, kemoi hoesh, just like fire, sheikur brioso yhoya de maisi de odom, which whose introduction to the world came not via Hashem, sort of, but came via man. Fire was man-made, kaviyochol, obviously with the knowledge that Hashem gave him, with the stones that Hashem created. And that's why that's the spiritual source where teva draws its energy from, which is teva, which represents midas hadin, from fire. And this is why we make havdola on fire on Saturday night, kishom ikar bechinas havdola vabirur. Because that's the main place where you need havdalah. You need to be able to separate, to differentiate, to distinguish. Because when it comes to light, it's more obvious that it's from Hashem. But when it comes to fire, that becomes a little more tricky. That's where we require havdalah. We require intellect, to be able to differentiate between what man contributed to this and what Hashem's part role in this is. Ki ikar achizas eitz hadas toivora hu mebechinas hateva shu bechinas eishkanal. Because the main the source of spiritual energy of the Eitz Hadas, which is Toivora, is from Teva, which is associated with fire. Vayidei she'onu mavdilin olav, and by us making havdola with fire, ayidei ze onu mevararin hatoiv, we're extracting the good, umachniin hora haneches boish, and we're subduing, we're suppressing the bad in the fire. What's the bad in the fire? Bechinas hateva. Again, fire is something that could convey a message of man-made, human intervention. You know, teva, nature, you know. But through our making havdol over this and saying, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam baruch meresh, by us declaring that Hashem creates fire, we're sorting things out. We're putting everything in its proper place. V'nichlal gam ho'esh shebechinas hateva b'kedusha. And we're thereby integrating fire, which is normally associated with the left side, we're even taking fire and bringing it into the Kedusha, into holiness. Ki be'emes, because in truth, gam hateva hu hashgacha. Even what people call nature, what people think is autopilot, is not autopilot. It's Hashem making all the moves. Because Hashem himself is at the controls, guiding, directing the Teva exactly how he wants it to function. And when a person believes and realizes that everything is Hashgacha, v'gam ha-teva hi Hashgacha, and even nature is being dictated to by Hashgacha, azay nichlal gam ho-esh b'kedusha, then the fire is also being included and integrated into the Kedusha, into the holiness. This is the concept of this special bracha that we make on fire on Saturday night during Havdalah. What are we doing? What are we broadcasting? What message are we giving over? Shema'aminim shehakol me'Hashem isborach. We're showing that we believe that not just Shabbos is from Hashem, not just Shabbos is spiritual, where we can walk around without a penny in our pockets, we don't have to go to work, you know, we're totally unnatural, we're acting totally above nature, above the laws of nature, and it works, not only on Shabbos, but now we're about to go into weekday, and everybody knows that weekday is Teva, right? Weekday, if you don't go to work, you ain't going to pay your bills. They'll shut the lights on you. They'll do this. We're starting off the weekday with Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Baruch Meresh. We're putting Hashem in charge of the Teva. We're declaring that Hashem is in charge of the Teva also. V'gam ho'esh b'chinas ha'teva bora gam ken Hashem yisbarach mi'atzmoi. So that even fire, which supposedly Adam HaRishon played some role in it, Hashem, who created Adam HaRishon? Who created the rocks? Who created everything? You know, so it's still all Hashem. Ki gam hateva hu hashgacha kanal, because the teva is also subservient to hashgacha. Vazai nichlal hakoil b'kedusha. And when we do this, we're including everything into the kedusha. Just like when we say in the Shema, v'yohavto es Hashem alokecha b'chol levavcha. You should love Hashem with your whole, not with your heart, with your hearts, levavcha, two hearts, with your yetzer tov and your yetzer hara. Rabbi Nezal speaks about this in Likut Imram, that there's koyach ha-moshech, koyach ha-machriya. There are two opposing forces. There's the yetzer tov pulling in one direction, the yetzer hara pulling in a different direction. It's not enough to destroy the yetzer hara. That's not what Hashem is looking for. Hashem is looking for us to convert him. To convert the left to right, to make the left go right. And the way that works, lahavdil, in exercise, anybody that does exercise knows that the more resistance, the more you raise the resistance, you put more weights, and you're pushing up against it, the more you're building up your muscles. So the resistance is not working against you, it's working for, it seems as if it's resistance. It's for your benefit, just like the Eight Sahara. It seems like you're his enemy. He's your enemy. Baloney, he's your best friend. It's only because you have a Eight Sahara that you are superior to the angels, that you get Gan Eden, that Hashem cares about us so much because we have this opposition. Again, when we convert him.
This is why, Rabnut, this is a whole discussion. We've had it already. We have it on tape. Where there's a pasuk in Shir Shirim, Moshcheni, we say to Hashem, Moshcheni, draw me close to you. Moshcheni is singular. Acharecho narutza, we will chase after you. Rav Nosson Zal says, contradiction. Moshcheni is singular. Hashem, draw me close to you. We will run it. Make up your mind. Is it I or we? Rav Nosson Zal says, no, no, this is how it works. There's a koach ha-moshech. Moshech is the drawing power. There's that force that's drawing me to Hashem, which is my Yetzer Tov. And if I handle things the right way, not only will I listen to my Yetzer Tov, but I'll bring the Yetzer Hara along. I'll use his energy, all of that power, I'll harness it for the Kedusha, like Bechol Levavcha. That's what we're doing on Moitzoy Shabbos when we're making a bracha on the fire. We're including the fire in the procedure of Havdalah. We're saying that even in fire, we can be mavdil. We can separate between the man-made portion and the part that Hashem did, so that even in fire, we know Hashem is definitely there. And even in the 6 days of the week that we're going into now, we can bring Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. We can bring the emunah of the Hashkocha even into there. And this is how we participate in correcting the sin of the Eitz Hadas. Because the sin of the Eitz Hadas was where good and bad got mixed up together in a harmful way. By us making Havdalah on fire, by us including fire, which is Ra, which is Midas Hadin, we're including that in the midst, in the Havdalah, in the blessing, that's the reversal, that's the tikkun for Eitz Hadas Toivora. Vazai Ali Deze Daiko Heim Neuflin. And by doing this, they, the other side, the Sitra Achra, has a Mapola. They have their downfall. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Meho Eish Yatsu, they came from fire, Veho Eish Toichlan, and fire will destroy them. Fire will bring about their downfall. When we're able to harness the fire to use it the right way. Because their main source is fire, teva. And when we broadcast this message that the fire, the teva, is also from Hashem, this is how we bring about the downfall of the chachmia teva of the sitra achra. And this is why the Gemara says, when you're destroying chametz, burn it. Don't throw it in the garbage. Don't spill water. Burn it. Ki oz nizgala ashkos Hashem yisborach. We're using the fire for mitzvah. We're using the fire to destroy the teva. Chametz represents teva. We're using fire to destroy the chametz. V'oz yoydin shehakol meito yisborach. And then the people realize that everything is from Hashem. And even teva, which is represented by fire, even that, only Hashem created it alone. And through this procedure, the chametz, which represents the chachmei teva, those scientists who do not believe in Hashem, that's the source from which all idol worship draws its power, they are subdued and eliminated by going to their source. We went to their source and blew them up over there. Dehainu alideo esh, through fire. Through the fire of Bir Chametz and through the fire of Havdalah. Ki meho esh yotzu v'esh toichlan. Because the Pasuk tells us, these forces of energy, these forces of tumah, they originate from fire, and the way to eliminate them, the way to bring that their downfall, is through fire. Paragraph Yud Beis. Okay, now we're going to come to a very important question that everybody struggles with. Hey, if chametz is a bad thing, why are we eating it all year? What's this business that for 7 days a year, it's treif, it's the worst of the worst, we got to use a magnifying glass to search to obliterate the chametz. And then right after Pesach, it's perfectly kosher, it's all over the table and the floor and the wall, you know. V'alkein b'chol hashana mutar hametz, rak b'pesach tzrichin lechol matzah. Now you'll understand why all year around chametz is permissible. It's only on Pesach that it's forbidden, and we have to replace it with matzah. The chametz osur, the isuroi chomor ma'oid afilo mamashu. Chametz is not only forbidden, but the strictness by chametz is greater than almost anything. Even a drop, the tiniest drop, is treif. Why? Ki bePesach shehu yitzias Mitzrayim tzrichim rak lechol matzah shubchinas hashgocha ubechinas hachametz. Because on Pesach, which is when the Jews came out of Egypt, then we can only eat matzah, which represents hashgacha. We're not allowed to touch chametz, which represents teva. We have to destroy it completely. We're not even allowed to see it. And it's not allowed to be found in our homes. Why? Ki be'emes gam hateva biatzmo hi gam kein hashgocha sashim isborakana. Because as we mentioned before, the truth is that teva is also Hashem. Remember, the word hateva is bigematria elokim. And who's telling the sun to come up in the morning at exactly 6:21 and a half? And who's telling the sun to set? That's also hashgocha. Avol me'achar shehizgabru paro yumitzrayim ozaleinu moi. However, because of the fact that Paro and the Egyptians were so powerful at that time, they gained power over us at that time. The Kafru Bashem, and they denied Hashem completely. The Amru, when Moshe Rabbeinu brought his business card and he said, I'm here representing Hashem. Paro said, 1 minute, let me Google him. He ain't on Google, so he don't exist. There ain't no Hashem. He said, Mi Hashem Ashreshma Bekoiloi, right? Al Kain. That's why Efsher Lotzeis Mimitzrayim Kiyim Al Yidei Hizgalos Hashgocha Mo'oid Mo'oid. That's why it was impossible for the Jews to leave Egypt without broadcasting the Hashgocha in its fullest sense. We had to take off all the curtains and really show the Hashgocha full blast. Kemoy Shehoyu B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, as was when they left Egypt, Shegila Hashem Yisborach Hashgachosa Boilam Bezgalus Godol Moi, where Hashem revealed the Hashgacha more clearly than ever before, with that display of fireworks and the miracles, you know, all the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ki Osa Imanu Oisois Neirois, Hashem performed awesome miracles. V'al Kein Tzrichim Oz BePesach Lechol Rak Matzav LeChometz Shurin Sateva. That's why during this particular time of the year, during Pesach specifically, we must restrict ourselves to matzah only, no chametz. Because of the severity of the exile, because we were so beaten down in Egypt, and the hashgacha was covered up to such an extent in Egypt, there was such denial of Hashem at that time. Egypt, Shekoilel Kol Hagolias, Mitzrayim, which is Koilel, all the different exiles that the Jews would go through even in the future, because of that, Yefshe Lotzis Misham, Kiyim Al Yidei Hizgalos HaHashgocha Levad. That's why it was impossible for the Jews to leave Egypt unless Hashem took off the kid gloves, took away all the curtains, and revealed the Hashgocha full blast. ובבחינת הטבה שהוא החומץ צורך לבר לגמרי ובלירה במצה. And that's why at that particular time we have to destroy, eliminate the chometz completely. כי על ידי בחינת הטבה הם יכולים לסגבר. Because even if there would have been a little bit of teva around at the time, the Egyptians and Paro were so powerful, they could have taken that little bit. And that would have been enough for them to still keep fighting Hashem, fighting the Jewish people, etc. V'lo ye'efshar lotzeis, and it would have been impossible for the Jews to leave Egypt, machmas goydel achizosam shenesachzu oz ma'oid b'Yisrael, because of the incredible stranglehold that the Egyptians had at the Jews at that time. The Egyptians were so, so powerful at that time. So that's why at that time, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem had to change the rules. No teva at all. Now it's going to be only hashgacha and super hashgacha. You know, where Hashem showed miracle after miracle after miracle, the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim and everything related to it. That's what happened at that time. We today, when we commemorate that, we know the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Hasidus tell us that every single year, when a holiday rolls around, what took place thousands of years ago on that holiday is reenacted on a spiritual level. All of that repeats itself. So when Pesach rolls around, all the players are reenacted. Paro is brought back into the scene, and Moshe Rabbein, all of these different forces. And therefore, by us, Avol Me'achar She'Oichlin Matzah, by us getting rid of the chametz and sticking only to matzah, chametz which represents teva, and sticking only to matzah, we're showing that at this particular moment in time, there's no place for teva at all. We need 100% hashgacha in its fullest sense, shiva sayomim. And how long do we do this? For a period of 7 days. Why 7 days? Because again, 7 days represents the physical world, this materialistic world. Azai, achar kach, hutra chometz. Once we've done that for a 7 day period, we got rid of teva and had only matzah, you know, only hashgacha, then afterwards, we can bring the teva back to the table. We can introduce the teva back into the picture. Why? Because we're not in Egypt anymore, guys. After Pesach, we're out. We left totally. And after the seventh day of Pesach, we crossed the Red Sea already. We're totally out of the grip, out of the threat of the Egyptians. The Egyptian threat is over. It's finished with. V'nizgala hadas shel hashgacha. And we succeeded in revealing the das of hashgacha. Alidei achilas matzah. Showed how matzah represents a very high level das of sog, the das of hashgacha. Azai acharkach yecholim lechol gam chametz. That's why once Pesach is over, we can bring chametz back to the table. Shehu b'chinas hateva, chametz which represents teva. Kalidei goydel hizgalus hashgacha, because through the incredible display of hashgacha that took place during Pesach with all the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim and all of that, through that yoydim ho'emes, everybody recognizes the truth. What's the truth? Shegam hateva hu hashgacha. That even if we're going to let teva back into the operation, so what? Teva is not an independent entity. Teva is also being dictated to by hashgacha, by Hashem. Hashem is in control of the teva also. Ki Hashem yizborach bora hakoil, because Hashem created everything. Umanhig beretzoinoi hakoil, and He is controlling everything based on how He wants it to function. Alkein yechol lechol chometz gam kein. Once that's been established, once that knowledge has been established, now chometz is kosher. We can eat teva. We can be involved in teva. Once we established during the 7 days of Pesach, we made it perfectly clear how big the hashgacha really is, how powerful the hashgacha really is, to such a degree that even the teva is definitely subservient to hashgacha. Once we establish that, okay, teva, now you can go back into the room. Lahavdil, you have a classroom. One of the kids is out of line. The teacher tells him once, shut up, sit down, and behave. Then a third time, until the teacher says, get out of here, you. Throws him out of the class for an hour or a day, whatever. Then they bring the kid back. And a person sees that and say, what are you, nuts? What are you, crazy? Didn't you see what he did yesterday? Didn't you see? The answer is definitely. We know exactly who he is, but we know also that by his being out of the picture, for those, that made it perfectly clear who's in charge. He was shown, and the whole class was shown, who's in charge. That this big shot, isn't it? This big shot can be thrown out and can be kept out for as long as we want. Now when we bring him back, he's coming back under our control, under the control of the teacher. After Pesach, when we bring the teva back after Pesach, we're bringing it back under the control of the hashgacha. Look how clear this is now. Look how it becomes, we can understand it. Kinezgad el hadas, because the das has been heightened. Ve'yoidim, and everybody knows shegam hateva hi hashgacha be'emes kanal. Ve'alkein, so the person would say, then hold on a second. Then why shouldn't chametz be okay right after the first day of Pesach? The miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim took place on that first day. Isn't that enough? Ve'alkein lo yhutra chametz adahar kriyas yamsuf shoye bashvi'i shel Pesach. This is why we refrain from having chametz for 7 days until after the seventh day of Pesach, which is when the Red Sea was split. Ki oz hoyo ikra mapolas Mitzrayim, because that's when the defeat of Egypt was finalized, was completed. Va'oz hoya beyoyser veyoyser hizgalus hashkocha moed moed aydei kriyas yamsuf v'nisim har be'sheoz. And that was the grand finale of Hashem displaying his hashkocha at the splitting of the Red Sea with all the miracles that were associated with that. V'yalkein, and therefore, oz nichna v'nizbat el chochmas hateva. It's at that point that the Chochmas HaTeva was defeated, was brought down. Shemishom Achizas Ho'akum Moi. That's where the other side draws all of its energy, all of its power, all of its strength, comes from Chochmas HaTeva, from people who believe in science and nature against Hashem. They deny Hashem and they replace Hashem. They substitute science and nature for Hashem. Ki kulam nivhalu oz ma'oid al yedei hizgalu sashkocha shoyoz ma'oid. Because the whole world was shaken up by the incredible display of hashgocha that took place then. As the Pasuk says over there, oz nivhalu alufei edoim. The leaders of Edoim were shaken. They were trembling. Umigoidel hizgalu sashkochos. And because of the fact that the hashgacha was revealed so clearly then, nizgale shegam bemes hateva hi hashgacha. It was made perfectly clear to everybody that the teva is also hashgacha. That when these miracles weren't going on, it wasn't because there was no Hashem, guys. Hashem was alive and well and kicking. He was just waiting for the right minute to take the kid gloves off and start punching. But everybody saw that everybody realized that Hashem wasn't just born that day. He was around all the time. And even when it seemed as if things were going along naturally, following their natural course, that the Egyptians were the leading kingdom in the world at the time, and of course they could enslave the Jewish people, and of course they could decide who comes and goes, and of course all of those of courses went out the window. After Hashem showed Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, everybody became aware that, wow, we never knew what kind of patience this guy has. That Hashem was watching all of this and just biding his time, waiting for the right moment to clobber them totally, to destroy them. It wasn't because he wasn't there before. It wasn't that before the Hashgacha wasn't there. The Teva was also definitely under the umbrella of the Hashgacha.
Paragraph Gimel. Ki kriyas yamsuf hubchinas mashek omar rabbeinu zal shom b'maimar anal al maimar u'moirid shnei d'mois l'yam ha'godol.
Because the splitting of the Red Sea is related to what Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likutei Moran in this chapter we're dealing with, chapter 250, where he talks about Kaviyochel Hashem shedding two tears and those tears dropping into the Mediterranean, into the Yam HaGadol.
Dahainu shemamshich hashgocho lehachnia es ho'akum shein b'chinas hayam.
The two tears represent the vision, the two eyes of Hashem, that Hashem is drawing his hashgocho into the sea, into the Mediterranean, which is the symbol of Teva.
K'moy shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, v'horeshoim kayam nigrash.
The evil people will be chased away like the sea. So we see that the sea in this context represents the reshoim, the chachmei Teva. And Hashem dropping the two tears into the sea represents Hashem showing his hashgacha, overriding the teva.
Va'azai nasim nisim v'neflois.
And when that happens, there are miracles and wonders that take place.
Shehem b'chinas godol.
They are referred to as the term godol. You remember, k'mo shekosuv, we brought the pasuk in Malachim where it says, sapro li es hagedoilois she'osa Elisha. tell me the gedolos that Elisha Navi performed. The word gedolos means miracles. So when it talks about the tears of Hashem dropping into the yam, and in what do they result in? Hagodol. They result in miracles, a display of miracles. V'zeh b'chinas kriyas yam suf. And this is the whole concept of the splitting of the Red Sea. She'oz hoyo hizgalus ha'hashgocha ma'oid kanal. That's when Hashem really displayed the hashgocha. V'yidei ha'hashgocha hoyo hanes. And it's through the hashgocha of Hashem that resulted in this miracle. Shehimshich b'chinas hashgocha lo b'chinas yam. Hashem shined his hashgocha into the sea. Shemarameh al hakom. The sea represents all the nations of the world. The huge sea that's trying to swallow up the Jewish people. Ve'oz nivka hayam. And then what did the sea do? It split. Hainu. Ki kriyas yamsuf hu b'shnei b'chinois u'shnei emechot ki zeh toli bazeh. Because kriyas yamsuf took place on two levels, and they're both really one, because they're both dependent on each other. Ki kriyas yamsuf marames shenifka yam hachochma shelamalo v'nizgala hadas shubchinas hashgocho ki zeh ikra hadas. The splitting of the Red Sea represents two things. Number one, that the Yam HaChochma, the Sea of Chochma in heaven, split open wide, and a flow, an avalanche of Das came down to the world. The Hashgoch of Hashem came pouring down, and you know, in a super obvious way. That's one symbol of the splitting of the sea. Vaydeze biatzmoy nivka hayam shelamata, and when that happened, the sea downstairs, the sea below on earth, split open. Shemarames al ho'akum di'alma, the sea which represents the other nations. Sheheim kayam nigrash, they were eliminated, they were pushed aside like the yam. Shekulam nivku v'nishpul mizbatl, they were split and smashed and destroyed. V'Yisroel ovru b'soy chayam b'yaboshu. And the Jewish people were able to pass through the Yam on dry land, kilo yochlu hamayim sheimo akum lishloit al Yisrael, because the waters of the ocean, the waters of the sea, which represent these other nations, were not able to drown, to attack, to harm the Jewish people in any way, me'achar shenizgala hashgochanal, because of the fact that the hashgocha was being displayed in such an incredible way. As we said, Hashem lowered the two tears into the sea. The tears carry in them the vision. Rabbein Azal shows that from the Gemara over there. So Hashem dropping the two tears into the sea is the Hashgoch of Hashem being beamed at the sea, which is these other nations, the Avodah Zarah and everything, resulting in Godol, the miracles that took place at that time. And again, we know in the Zohar HaKadosh, it speaks about Kriyas Yam Suf in heaven, that there was the Sea of Chochmah opened up. And yet the Chumash tells us that there was a sea down here that opened up. Rav Nosson says it's both the same thing. They're both connected. There's a wire that goes from one to the other. Because when the Yam HaChochmah is split open wide, and there's a flow, a flood of Chochmah, of Das, of Hashgacha coming down to the world, that's when the Yam down here, which symbolizes the other nations, that huge ocean that wants to drown the Jewish people, that sea gets split open and taken over completely, completely under the domination of Hashem and the Jewish people, as we saw during Kriyas Yamsuf. Now Rav Nosson Zal throws a little curveball in parentheses, what we have here in parentheses, Ki paroi hisgaber al yedei beiz oisiois elu, shehem mi, oisiois yam. Because the Arizal tells us that when paroi, when Moshe Rabbeinu first introduced himself to paroi, and he said, I'm here representing Hashem, and paroi said, mi Hashem asher eshma b'koilu, who's Hashem? Paroi was showing that his source of power was mem yud, the yam. The Nile River, which he controlled, you know, which they controlled at the time and everything. He was showing that that's where he drew his energy from. V'al kein omar mi Hashem asher eshma b'koiloi. Kemuva bekisve Ari, as is found in the writings of the Arizal, that the source of power of Paroi was this yam. V'alkein, ikar hachnosoi. The final defeat of Paroi was shenizgala ha-hashkocha yidei kriyas yamsuf, was when Hashem displayed his hashkocha in splitting the yamsuf. Bechinas umoyrit shnei dmois, those two tears coming down, dahainu hashkocha liyam hagodol, Hashem shining his hashkocha into this sea. Paragraph Yudalid, v'zehu bechinas shailas haben. Now we'll understand one of the highlights of the Seder night, where the son asks the four questions. Shemitzvah sheyishal haben. There's a special mitzvah that the son should ask, Daddy, manishtana, what's so different about manishtana laila zeh mikol alelos? Ki tzrichim oz b'leil Pesach lishoel dafka kushos. Because on the night of Pesach, we have to ask questions. Manishtana, kedei lehoshiv al zeh, in order to respond, in order to answer, avodim ayinu leparo b'mitzrayim, we were slaves, we were enslaved by Paro in Egypt. Dahainu, what's that all about? Shashem yisporach oso imonu nisim. Hashem performed great miracles for us. Vegila hashkochosoy boilam, and he revealed his hashkocha. Vayde kash yezu shal manishtano, ayde ze machnin, umevatlin, umetartzin, kol akushyois, shel chochmas hateva. What is science all about? What is philosophy all about? Questioning. Questioning what? Questioning Hashem. That's what it's all about. That's the bottom line. They're cert questioning, and many of them, their goal is to eliminate G-O-D from the equation, to come up with the answers that will replace theology. Now, we have a new religion called science, scientific fact and scientific theory, and therefore, by us asking these special questions at the Seder, with them we eliminate and we answer all the questions of these Chachmei Ateva. K'ayidei zeh megalen hashkocha, because we're broadcasting this message, hey guys, there is a Hashem. Let me tell you what Hashem did on this night. V'alkein tzrichin daiko lishol kashis manishtana b'leil Pesach. And that's why we ask these questions specifically on that night, on the night of Pesach, kedei levatel al yidei kashyezu kol hakashe shel mechakrim, that by resolving these questions, we resolve all the questions of all the scientists and all these people who are challenging religion. Sheboi mechochmas hateva, ki al yidei kashyezu nizgala hashgocha v'nizbatel legamri kol hakushe shelahem. Because the questions of Manishtana, if you take a look at the answers are that we were slaves and everything, and Hashem was able to change all of that in a second. Hashem was able to turn the whole world upside down because He's in charge. And this is why we're told in the Haggadah that the Torah refers to four different types of sons: the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tam, the Sheni, the Lishon. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that those four different types of sons represent the four exiles that the Jewish people would go through. The Babylonian exile, the Persian exile, the Roman exile, and the Greek exile. Those four sons are symbolic of, with their questions, are symbolic of the exiles that the Jewish people would go through, where they would be their faith in Hashem would be questioned and challenged by the four different kingdoms. Ki kol hadalid malchiyos shem klal kol agolios shekulo mizgabrim rak al yidei b'chinas chochmas hateva kanal k'mavur makom hanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us that all of those four kingdoms who exiled the Jewish people, who made us subservient to them, they all draw their power from the Chachmei Ateva. Their energy comes from denial of Hashem. V'chulam nichnoim v'nezbatlim al yedei shelas hadalet bonim. And we destroy them, we defeat them through these questions, through the four questions that are asked by the four children, the four different children. Shaydei zeh nizgal hashkocha. Now that broadcasts this message of hashkocha. And with this, we bring down the four kingdoms, which are the four exiles that the Jewish people went through. One of the Sforim, the Megal Amukis, writes that when the Torah introduces the topic of the exile in Egypt, it begins with the words, Vayhi bayomim horabim hohem. It was after the children of Yaakov Avinu and their grandchildren and their had been living in Egypt for a long time, a new king rose up and decided to oppress the Jewish people. So the Megal Amukis says the word rabim, it says Vayhi bayomim horabim hohem, those many days, the word rabim makes up the first letters of Roimi, Bavel, Yavon, Modai. That this was not just introducing, this was not just kicking off the Golas Mitzrayim. This was the beginning of an exile that the Jewish people would go through that would continue and continue until the coming of Moshiach. And this is why in the night of Pesach, we're not just addressing the Egyptian exile, we're addressing these four exiles that would follow it also. Vezehu man ishtana halayla. What is this night different? Meaning, haynu shakasha ma zehoya shebalayla. Shemarame zalagolias chenes hateva yeh hizgalus hashkocha kol kah. The question in saying why is this night different is, nighttime is usually a time of darkness, a time of teva, a time when you don't see Hashem. What happened on this night that Hashem turned on the lights, the spots, and we were able to see Hashem so clearly, so broadly? Vateretz, and the answer is, Avodim Hoyinu, we were enslaved. And we couldn't get out of Egypt. There was no way in the world we could have broken out of Egypt unless Hashem really turned on the lights, really turned up the lights. That's why Hashem had to do away with Teva completely then. Hashem could have made the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim by day. Why do it by night? Why not tell the Jews, sleep tight? In the morning, we'll put on the performance. No. Hashem wanted it bedafka in the middle of the night. Kedei lahachmiyam b'sharosham, to defeat the other side at their roots, to get them at their source. Lahafrich halayla liyom, to turn the night into day. Ki bitel hateva legamri, because at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem eliminated the teva totally. Vo'oz nesapech laila liyom, and the night was turned into day. Bechinas laila kayoim yoyer, as the Torah tells us is going to happen in the future. Vese ikar hanes, and this is the real miracle. Sheyizbatel hateva bechinas laila legamri kanal, that the teva will be eliminated completely. The teva, which is the night, al kein hoya hanes balaila daika. That's why this miracle took place at night, specifically. This is an example where this Sefer Likutei Halachos takes you through a holiday and explains every facet to it in such a way that, again, this isn't something that took place a few thousand years ago. This is taking place today. We're fighting this same battle today. The same forces are in operation. And by us performing the mitzvahs of the holiday, we are doing battle against those same forces. Today's paros and today's Mitzrayim and today's scientists, today's people who are trying to impose, to flood us with things that are going to get us to forget Hashem. One of the rabbis once said that one of the reasons why Rosh Hashanah is called Rosh Hashanah is Miloshin Shena, sleep. That every single year, the Yetzirah comes to the world with a new suitcase, a new bag of tricks, to put the people asleep for another year, to get us involved in new technology, new tricks, new things that are going to put us to sleep. So what are we in sleep? Not seeing Hashem. We're not going to see the light. We're not going to see the real light. It's going to be replaced and substituted by all kinds of wizardous, fabulous things. But it's distractions. That's what it's all about. Distracting us from the real light, which is the Torah, which is Hashem, which is the mitzvahs, etc.